What's up, delinquents? It's your boy, Sarge, with the Graham Podcast. How you doing? Happy Wednesday. Hump day. I slept like ass yesterday. Like, the thing about being, like, on phones, dispatching, coordinating duties, is you have to look at every email, every phone call, and, oh, man, I slept like dog shit. And I'm still healing from back surgery. I'm making excuses for why I feel like dog shit. But, valid, am I right? I can only imagine if I had to be like a... like in the field or something, I had to be fucking aware and awake. Jeez. There's got to be a better way than this, because this is... because then I go to the office... When I'm on dispatching duties and I go to the office the next day, I'm zoned out, man. I'm like, whoa. Man alive, I cannot. So, yeah. I just found out that the tax breaks that Donald Trump put in 2017, they expire at the end of this year. You know why that's bad? Because if Biden gets elected, our taxes are going to go up. Yeah. So not only is inflation going to suck, and we're going to be in a recession damn near. And we are. I don't care what anybody... look at the stock market. Fuck a stock market. Look, how much are eggs? Huh? Oh, my God. Gas is getting up there. You know why? It's getting warmer out. More people are traveling. They know what the fuck they're doing. They know what the fuck they're doing. And if the Biden administration... oh, the corporations are upping the gas prices, you know, for profit. Okay. Like, you're not... like, there's no fucking tax law. Well, you don't get a little cut of it. Whatever, dude. Just open up the freaking oil farms, man. We'll be fine. You're not going to do it. Why? Because you'll lose that climate change vote for the people that don't work anyway. These people are losers, man. We need the tax breaks. Otherwise, we're like... you think it sucks now? You think it sucks now? And it does suck. If he gets elected again, we're done. It's over. Everything is fucked. You're sitting there, possibly. There are a lot of people out there, ignorant motherfuckers, just they have no idea. Have no idea how bad it is out there. The Revolutionary War was fought over a 2% tea tax or something. The Revolutionary War was fought over a lot less than this. A lot less. Sonny Hostin yesterday on The View. You know, it's a good source of entertainment if you want to laugh at dumb bimbos talking about things they have no idea about. Yeah. You know what climate change causes? Climate change causes earthquakes, apparently. Climate change causes solar eclipses, according to her. This bitch is a lawyer, okay? This is the Democratic Party, my friends. I'm not... just look it up. I'm not just saying things like the Democrats do. Like, I don't know. What did he say yesterday? What's the biggest threat to... somebody asked Biden, what's the biggest threat to democracy? He said Trump. Trump is the biggest threat to democracy. No. Trump is the biggest threat to your tyranny. Not democracy. You guys have to see it by now. You guys have to see through this veil of bullshit. Trump's not that bad. Egotistical? Yes. Yes. Maybe a little bit misogynistic? Yes. Okay. Maybe as a person, he would not be your favorite person. But does that mean he gets to be chastised and hunted and persecuted and prosecuted against? Because you don't like him? Right? Because it goes against your way of thinking? Huh? I don't know. He goes against the Biden administration's authoritarian state. I know he does that. He's not lying when he says the only person standing between, you know, the Biden administration fucking everything up and us is him. And he could do it. I mean, if we vote for this man, it's going to be better. I don't see how it's going to be worse. I can't see how it's going to be worse. I can't see it. I can't see how it's going to be worse. Biden made everything worse. Don't bring up fucking COVID, okay? Because COVID came in 2020 during an election year, right? And he made operation, he made a vaccine within fucking, he made a vaccine within like 10 months. But they didn't want to, they didn't want to tell anybody that they had a vaccine until after the election. Don't you think that's a little bit fucked up? They didn't want to verify the Hunter Biden laptop with incriminating evidence against him and his father. They didn't want to, they don't want to validate that until after the election. Don't you think that's a little fucked up? These are actually factual things, right? This isn't like the Steele dossier where they're like, oh, Russian collusion or, you know, quid pro quo with Zelensky in Ukraine, both of which are false. Provenly false. We have valid evidence against Joe Biden. And even if we, even let's say those were false, okay? Look with your eyes. See what you see. The border is wide open. That's illegal. That's impeachable. You gotta defend your borders, Joe. You gotta defend your people, Joe. Immigrants are causing havoc. They're wrecking the system. The jobs report, those jobs report that have been up, oh, look at how great the jobs report are. You know they're hiring into government jobs. Okay, might be skewed, might be not. You know what it isn't? A lot of these jobs, they're going to fucking people that aren't even citizens of the United States. That's a problem. That's a problem. I saw something that the death of the nuclear family was created to divide and conquer homes so people would be more self-sufficient on government. Like, women in the workplace, you might think that's a women empowerment issue, but really, who pushed that? Did women actually want that at the time? I'm sure there were some that did. Yeah, sure. Okay, whatever. But why was it pushed so hard? You know why it was pushed so hard? So there'd be more people in the workplace. You know what that means? Taxes. Taxes. The only reason they pushed right to work and women in the workplace, dividing the nuclear family, by the way. No one's there to provide for these children. Like after school or before school when you go to work. Unless you have a nanny. What are you, a Kardashian? This is some underground conspiracy theory fucking Illuminati BS, man. It's all about money. It's not about the right to work for women. It's about them paying taxes. Because they weren't working before, so they weren't paying taxes. Living wages. Why is the minimum wage gone up, but the people that are earning over minimum wage, that hasn't gone up? That doesn't make fucking sense. Jobs and income should fluctuate with cost of living. Minimum wage should fluctuate automatically with cost of living, okay? Minimally, okay? Then, if it moves with cost of living, up, down, whatever, then you don't have to worry about the people in the fucking middle that are getting absolutely fucked by mandating a minimum wage way over where it's supposed to be. You know what happens if people get paid more? They get taxed more. That's all this is. That's all this is, really. Man. I don't know. The American dream is dying. The American way of life is dying. They're attacking capitalism. They're attacking our democratic republic. We're not voting, really. Like, the people we vote for aren't representing our values. When you voted for Biden, is this what you wanted? No. You know why? Because when you voted for Biden, you just didn't want Trump in office. That's what makes you so fucking stupid. I'm going to go vote for Biden because he's not him. Do you realize the error of your ways? Or are you still in the pocket of the ignorant, like Rob Reiner and The View and CNN and MSNBC? They don't validate shit. They speak in platitudes. He's bad. He's wrong. He's evil. If you ask why, shut up, racist. I'm ready to fucking go at these people. I'm ready when you are, America. I'll abide by your freaking ways, because you know best. You know best. You know when it's time. And I thought it was time fucking 3 years ago, to tell you the truth. Oh, man. I'm telling you. It's a lose-lose either way. If Biden wins, it's going to be fucked up. If Trump wins, it's going to be fucked up. And that's it. That's how it's going to be. If you vote Democrat and you're in a red state, I suggest you're fucking fine. You're going to be completely fine. If you're a Republican conservative, right, and you live in a blue state, I would fucking worry. I would worry. And no one's happier than they were fucking 4 years ago. That's just the fact. That is just the absolute truth of the whole thing. No one is better off now than they were 4 years ago. And if they are, it's because somebody died and they gave you money, or you won the fucking lottery. And I don't even know if the lottery's fucking true. Because I guess the last Powerball that was over $1 billion, I guess 7 people won it. And then they checked it again, and then it was 4, and then it was 3, and then it was just 1. That's weird. That's weird to me. So are they changing numbers? Because, man, it wouldn't surprise me. It's probably going to states that need the fucking taxes. Because they tax the shit out of the Powerball. And the Mega Millions, they tax them real bad. I think our fucking society is corrupt, people. It's taken me a long time to get to this point, but when you've been paying as much attention as I have for the past fucking 4 years, and I've been paying attention. I've been paying attention to both sides. I've been seeing what everyone's saying. I don't see their perspective of things. I don't see it. I don't see January 6th being an insurrection. I don't see an overthrow of government. I don't see Trump initiating or inciting it when he offered help to Muriel Bowser and Nancy Pelosi days and weeks before. He knew that rally was going to be fucking huge. He called people. He's like, hey, you want this? You need help? Whatever. They're like, no. And then that happened, and then it's his fault? And he wasn't even fucking there? They voted against Donald Trump, not for Biden. That's a weird election to me. That's weird to me. Like, at least in 2016, it was like, oh, lesser of two evils. You know? It wasn't like, oh, I hate her, I hate him, we're screwed either way sort of thing. It was more like lesser of two evils in regards to governing. Because we all know Hillary Clinton, right? Because we know Bill Clinton. We know the Clinton Foundation. We know the corruption that she... This is verified and validated. Look it up. She funded the Steele dossier. She corrupted the FBI with the help of Barack Obama to investigate Donald Trump for shit that wasn't even true. The Department of Justice has been weaponized to go against the Republican Party? You don't see this? That's weird to me. Justice is supposed to be blind. The documents case, 30,000 emails, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, they're fine. They walked. Because Hillary, I guess, didn't, what was it? Didn't have intent, and Joe Biden's a senile old man. So if they both walk and Donald Trump is guilty of it, and he was actually president of the United States and the other two weren't, does that not say that that's bias, right? That's bias, right? When you have a judge putting a gag order on the defendant so the defendant doesn't out the judge who voted for Biden, right? Donated to Biden, who has a daughter that runs campaign strategy and is collecting millions of dollars for Biden and her father, who's the judge on the Trump case. That's why you put the gag order on him. Not because of the actual trial. That's corruption. Hello? What is happening here? When you use a New York court to go after Donald Trump for Mar-a-Lago, which is in Florida, that he's inflating the revenue of it, when they have no idea what the revenue of Mar-a-Lago actually is. I'll tell you what, it's not $18 million. What, I don't even remember what Trump said it was. 200 something? Valid. It's Mar-a-Lago. It's on two ocean fronts. It's fucking, it's Florida, man. These people don't know anything about real estate law. There was no victim in that. This is crazy what is happening right now. This is a banana republic, some bullshit. This is some fucking Vladimir, we're right on the edge of Vladimir Putin shit. If Biden loses, Trump might get assassinated. I'm not kidding. That's fucking nuts to say, but I see it happening. They're not even giving people a fair shot. RFK Jr., he has enough people backing him that Joe Biden should have been primaried. The DNC said no. When does the DNC decide for the American people? There's not going to be any debates. You know why? Because Biden can't form a sentence. If it's not written down on paper or on a teleprompter or being said through his ear, you can't ask this man a question and expect him to answer the question off the top of his head. It's not going to happen. There will not be any debate. Does that seem fucking fair to you? So this whole time, the next 200 and some days, it's going to be Trump is bad, and you're going to ask why. Just ask why, delinquent. Just ask why. They're going to be like, oh, Trump is this. Just ask why. They're not going to give you a reason. But you can see every day what the fuck Biden is doing. You can see it. Plain as day. I don't give a fuck if you like Trump or not. Okay? If you vote for Biden because he's not Trump, you're what's wrong with America. You'll be part of the downfall of the American way of life. You will. It's insane. Look at all the money that's being funded to go against Republican candidates in Senate and Congress. Where does this money come from? These are not donations. These are higher-ups. These are lobbyists. These are people that are in the pocket of the Democrat should he or she win. That's why they leave as billionaires or millionaires. Nancy Pelosi's a millionaire. Joe Biden, millionaire. Democrats make millions of dollars. Not because they're voting for the people and their constituents that supposedly chose them, but because their campaign was funded with lobby money to throw shade on their opponent. And the opponent can't keep up. They're being outspent. The spending, when it comes to elections and campaigns, there should be laws on this. There should be huge fucking laws on this. All right, delinquents. It's just not, it's not fair. When you're getting actual donations for Republicans from the people, and then you have lobbies and corruption and businesses and BlackRock and freaking whatever Illuminati conspiracy thing, throwing millions of dollars into a no-name candidate just so they could beat the Republican because they don't want the Republican there anymore? Does that seem fair to you? Does that seem corrupt to you? Does that seem legal? Does that seem right? Was that the American way of life? I don't fucking think so. All right, delinquents. I'll see you next time. Love you. Bye.